On Daf Pei Gimel and Aleph, and we're up to Nichnas Lechaper, which is the third line down from the top. The Mishnah records a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon about a case where the Kohen brings the dam inside the Heichal with the intention of using the dam, almanas lechaper, which means that his intention when he entered into the heichal with this dam was to use the dam on the mizbeach, but he never actually gave the matan damim. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the dam is posel, even though he never actually implemented his machshava. According to Rabbi Shimon, ad shechaper, it doesn't become posel unless it was actually applied in the heichal. The Gemara now quotes a braisa with regard to this machlokes. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Nemar Kan, in Vayikra Vav, it says, V'chol chatos asher yuva midama l'chaper b'kodesh lo te'ochel bo'esh tisarev v'nemar lahalon. And later on in Sefer Vayikra, in Perek Tesvav, it says, regarding Avodas Kohen Gadol b'yom ha'kippur, V'chol odom lo yiyah b'ol moed b'vo'o l'chaper b'kodesh. So in both cases, the Torah says lechaper b'kodesh, same exact two words, that phrase, and that gives us a gzeirah shavah. Malahal, just like in the case of the Kohen Gadol, goes inside the heichal and inside the kodesh kadoshim for the purpose of haktores and azoy sadam, is bishalo kiper. The pasuk says bivo'o lechaper b'kodesh, meaning as soon as he enters into the heichal, already the Torah warns or enjoins anyone else from joining him, as the pasuk says lo yiyah kol adam lo yiyah b'ol moed, and there's no need to wait until he begins to start the avoda. So too afkan in the case of a chatos, that its dam was brought into the heichal, is b'shalo kiper, even before he does any sort of zrikas hadam on the mizbeach hapnimi. Immediately with the entry into the heichal, the dam becomes posel. That's the shita of Rabbi Eliezer, as recorded here in both the Mishnah as we saw, and also embellished here in the braisa. Let's just point out that the pasuk asher yuva midama lechaper invalidates the dam and the korban as soon as the kohen enters into the heichal, and that's the shita here of Rabbi Eliezer. Everything that becomes upon bia beheichal, or in the case of the kohen gadol, bia bekodesh hakadoshim. Rabbi Shimon Omer Nemar Kan, in the case of Chatos Shehuva Doma Bifnim, it says Lechap. Ever Nemar Lahalon, in the Karbonos of Yom HaKippurim, it says V'yeis Para Chatos V'yeis Seira Chatos Shehuva Es Doma Lechaper Vakodesh Yotzi El Michutz Lamachne V'sarfo Ba'esh. So the word Lechap appears twice, setting up Gzeirah Shavah. Malahalon B'Shekiper, the pasuk that speaks about bringing the basar outside for the purpose of sreifa, which is after the zrika sadam, so he's already done the kapara, is afkan here too, with the case of the dam achatos that was brought inside the heichal b'shekiper. The violation here and the psul, the invalidation of the dam, depends upon the chiper, upon actually implementing the avoda. And now the Gemara goes down to the basics. But my kamifliki, what's the cause for this machlokas? Marasav, according to Rabbi Eliezer, donim chutz michutz. We're going to derive conclusions regarding the din of a chatos chitzona, where the Torah prohibits you from bringing it inside the heichal, from the din of a person who's bachutz, and we're warning him to stay outside at the time the Kohen Gadol goes inside L'chaper B'Kodesh. And just like a person who cannot enter into the Heichal, that applies immediately when the Kohen enters into the Heichal, for the purpose of Lechaper Kodesh. So too, even before he starts the Kapara, and before the Dam Chatos that he brought illegally inside the Heichal has been sprinkled on the Mizbeach, the Dam becomes Posel, and the Aver is complete. V'ein Donim Chutz Mibafnim. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, the logical analogy of Rabbi Shimon is off kilter, because then you're comparing Chutz and Pnim. We're not going to derive the Din of Chatos Chitzona, which is focused on an Iser of Knisa Bifnim, from the Chatos Pnimis of Yom HaKippurim, where the mitzvah is to do the Hazos Domim Bifnim. And in the case of Chatos Chitzona, the Torah says, don't go inside the Heichal. So that's called Chutz, meaning the Torah is really warning him to stay Bachutz with the Dam Chatos. Don't bring the Chatos into the Heichal. In the case of Yom HaKippur, it really goes in the opposite direction, the flip side, because the Kohen Gadol is commanded to go into the Pnim in order to do the Hazoyah. And the Azhara is L'chaper, that the other person, or any other person, I should say, should be, remain outside. But again, the Avodah is an Avodah Bifnim. The Kohen Gadol is being commanded and mandated to enter into the Heichal, as opposed to the case of the Chatos Chitzona, where the Avodah is done Bachutz, and the Kohen is enjoined from taking the Dam into Bifnim. Umar Sover, but now we have to defend Rabbi Shimon. And the answer is that according to Rabbi Shimon, Donin Behema Mi Behema. In other words, we derive the law of an animal from the law of another animal. V'ein donim behema mi'odam. So we should derive chatos chitzona from chatos pnimis of Yom HaKippur, because in both cases we're talking about a carbon that comes from a behema. And therefore, just like in the case of chatos pnimis of Yom HaKippurim, where it says l'chaper, we're talking about where he was already mechaper, is so too in the case of chatos shehuva dom lefnim, the psul is suspended and delayed until he's mechaper. But v'ein donim behema, we're not going to derive chatos chitzona, which is a behema mi'odom, from the iser that's incumbent upon a person. The Torah prohibited all people from going into the old moed at the time the Kohen Gadol goes in to do the avod of Yom HaKippurim. So that's called donim behema mi'behema, which means we should derive the conclusion about chatos chitzona from chatos pnimis of Yom HaKippurim. So Rav Shimon's point is that the hekesh between the case of Dam Chatos Shehuchnas Bifnim to the Pasuk Veis Para Chatos Veis Sa'ira Chatos Shehuva as Dama L'chaper B'Kodesh, and then it says Yotzi El Michutz Samach V'Sarf V'Eish, and that, you know, that Pasuk about Hotzos HaBosra and Shefas, so that's after the Zrika. And so too, according to Rav Shimon's analogy, the Chatos case where the Dam is being brought illegally inside the Heichal is after, would only apply after Kippur. He was machnas the Dam into the Heichal, and then he used it on the Mizbech. If he wasn't a Chaper, then there's no reason to invalidate the Karban. Now let's review for a moment the logic of Rabbi Eliezer and why Rabbi Eliezer rejects Rabbi Shimon, and he says that donim chutz mibachutz. Rabbi Eliezer holds that we should derive the halacha of a chatos chitzona that's called chutz from another law that the Torah formulates regarding a chatos chutz, or at least the outer part of the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, let's talk about the chatos chitzon and its dam that has to remain in the Azor and not enter into the Heichal. And then let's talk about the case of a person who has to remain outside the Heichal, which is also called chutz, when the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kadoshim to do the Avodah. But ein donim chutz mi bifnim. We're not going to derive the law of a chatos chitzona from a chatos pnimis, which means that when you talk about the par of Esor of Yom Kippurim, then you're talking about a chatas pnimis, and that's where Rav Shimon comes up with his equation, his analogy to par chatas sira chatas shahuva dom v'lechap v'kodesh. That's a chatas pnimis, and then you want to derive from that conclusions about a chatas chitzona. Rabbi Lezer says that that's not the way to go. So that's as far as the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Now in the final part of this Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda speaks about the case where the Kohen brought the dam of a chatas chitzona into the Heichal b'shogeg, and therefore since it was done b'shogeg, the dam is kosher. And the Gemara now tries to clarify the opinion and the verdict, the presentation of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's machshir, when he was machnas the dam b'shogeg ha, it would seem that if he was machnas the fnim b'mezid, then it would be possible. So the Gemara therefore wants to know, in the case, in the scenario where he's machnas the dam of a chitzona b'fnim into the heichal b'mezid, is Rabbi Yehuda like Rabbi Shimon or like Rabbi Eliezer? Meaning, is it dafka kishekiper b'shekiper? He took the dam that he brought inside the heichal, and he was mazah the dam on the mizbeach hapnimi, and setting up that condition of, in the case of Mezid, would overlap, if you will, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. O Dilma, perhaps b'shelo kiper. Rabbi Yehuda would agree that dam chatas chitzona, when it was brought inside the Mezid, then even if he didn't do any azah on the mizbeach hapnimi, nevertheless he's chayav, and in that case Rabbi Yehuda is accepting the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Yirmiyah now has a Toras Kohanim. He's going to quote a Toras Kohanim to answer, to clarify this something. Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah, we can figure out exactly what Rabbi Yehuda had in mind from the following b'risa. B'mashpa shenema, the b'risa says that after the Torah says v'eis parachatos v'eis se'irachatos shehuva damam lechaper bakodesh is yotzi el chutz lamach v'sof be'esh. The pasuk is teaching us that this halacha of chutz of sreif for chutz lamachne, as far as the basar of achatas pnimis is concerned, ma talmud lomar, what is the next pasuk coming to teach v'asoreif osam yechabes b'gadav? We already have been taught the dinim of sreifas basar in the case of achatas pnimis, and that has to take place chutz lamachne from the previous pasuk. So the Gemara really now wonders about the kasha itself, the kasha which Rabbi Yirmiyah is raising. So the Gemara says, "Ma tamad lomar vasorev." You're asking, why do I need the pasuk of vasorev? Is legufe itzrich? Legufe itzrich means that I need this pasuk for itself, for its own din. In other words, I need the pasuk to teach what we learned earlier regarding the clothing of a person who burns the chatas offering, and those clothing, that set of clothing becomes tamei, and that's called legufe. Legufe means the din that hasorev es chatos hapnimis chayav lechabes es b'godav. And that's not written in the previous pasuk. Now the Gemara tries to clarify the question of the b'risa in a different way. Ella, what is the b'risa actually asking when it says Matamalom means, what's the pasuk teaching us by doubling up what it says in the earlier pasuk? It says ve'es par hachatos ve'es seir hachatos. the Torah could have been much shorter. It could have said Vespar v'Seira Chatos. Why did the Torah have to specify Para Chatos and then Seira Chatos? Could have combined them in one word. But rather, Lefi Shalom Lamadnu Ela Lepar v'Seira Shal Yom Kippurim Shenisrafim. That means you have to take out the par and the soyer of Yom Kippurim and burn it chutz l'sholosh machnos abeis hadeshen in a place called Beis Hadeshen, and hemetamim begodim, that the two karbonos here are metamim the begodim of the soreif, as it says vasoreif for some yichabeis begodov yishar nisrafim inayin. How do we know other chatos pinimios? Pinimios that they also are included inside in this halacha of nisrafim asreifa, and the answer is minayin talmud lomar chatos chatos diri Rabbi Yehuda. So we're going to derive the halacha that the soreif becomes tameh and his begodim become tameim from the fact that the Torah repeats itself and says the word chatos twice, chatos chatos, and the extra chatos, which again the pasuk says is para chatos v'saira chatos, to teach you that the din of Sreifas Begodov, Tumas Begodov of the Soreif applies not just in the cases of Sparvus Sarshi Yom Kippurim, but also to Olechatos Pnimios. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi is going to say that this same ribui of Chatos Chatos is coming to be Marba all Chatos Pnimios, that he has to burn them, and if they become Tomei, and not only do they become Tomei, but his begodim become Tomei, that ribui, which was focused on by Rabbi Yehuda Einot Tzarech, I don't need a pasuk for that. That I can derive from the pasuk that we mentioned earlier, Hareu Omer, V'eis parachatos v'eisoir achatos shehuva el es doma l'chaper b'kodesh, shein tamud lomer l'chaper. The word l'chaper is extra because in the parash it says that the dam of the parasor of Yom Kippurim were already brought l'fnai v'lifnim l'chaper. U'matam lom l'chaper, why the extra word l'chaper here in this pasuk? What is it coming to teach me that Torah repeated l'chaper? Is limit al-kolam is kaprim shasorfa mitami begodim. It's coming to establish a universal halacha that applies to every soreif chatos pnimis, that it's mitami the begodim, and that's because the dam is brought lifnim lechaper bakodesh. Is memelo, we learn from this al-kolam is kaprim bifnim, any carbon that's miskaprim inside, in other words, all chatos pnimios, Shasarfan metame begodim, that the one who does the sreifa, his begodim become tame. And again, we're talking about chatos pnimius where the dam is nichnas lechaper bakodesh. Rabbi Yirmiyah now clarifies the proof of the brayso. Rabbi Yehuda, he needed to derive it from the double language of chatos chatos. He didn't derive it from lechaper, as Rabbi Meir did, and the reason for that is lechaper lo mashmale. He didn't understand that we should derive from the pasuk lechaper and derive the conclusion that anyone who's sorry for chatos pnimis is metame begodim. My taima lav mishum demi boile legzeres shava. Isn't it true that we need chatos, chatos, we need the repetition of the word chatos, and that's going to be the basis for Rabbi Yehuda's decision, I mean his opinion in this regard. But Rabbi Meir had a different drasha from lechaper, the double language lechaper. And the reason why Rabbi Yehuda doesn't derive that conclusion of Rabbi Meir from the double language of Lechaper is because Lo Mashmale, he doesn't think that the Mashmos, the meaning of this Pasuk Lechaper, is to teach us that any Soreif who burns the Chatos Pnimius is Metamim Godim, because La Bishum Dumi Boile Lekzeres Shava. In other words, he needs the Pasuk, or the word at least, Lechaper, to teach the Lekzeres Shava like Rabbi Shimon. And that's what Rabbi Yirmiyah wants to prove. We had a suffix, we were vacillating back and forth whether Rabbi Yehuda accepted Rav Shimon or he didn't accept Rav Shimon. Maybe he accepted the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. So therefore, in order to arrive at this conclusion about all Chatas Pnimios, we need this Pasuk L'chaper, and therefore we cannot use it for a different derivation and from the Gzeres Shava of L'chaper. We go back to Rabbi Shimon that teaches you that you need L'chaper, meaning the Tanai in the Psul of Chatas Chitzona Shenichnas Dama Lefnim is only if there was a L'chaper, there was a Hazah Bifnim on the Mizbach Hazah. And as a result of them being mechaper bifnim, not just his original intention to do so, that passes the dam. So we see clearly from this proof that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Shimon. And that leads us to the end of this perek, Hadron Alecha Kol Hazvachim Shenis Arvu, which is the perek of Taroves. And now we're ready to start in Mirtz Hashem, the ninth parak, which is called HaMizbeach Mekadesh. So the Torah says in Shmos Chavtes, V'haya HaMizbeach Kodesh Kadoshim Kol Enogev HaMizbeach Yikdosh. And the Chazal, which we'll see here on Daf Pei Gimel Amid Beis, are going to interpret, they're going to darshan this pasuk, that the intention of this pasuk is that something that was pasul, that was brought on top of the Mizbeach, becomes what we call Miskadish Lakrova, becomes sanctified for the purpose of Akrova. And Kevin Sha'olu Shuv Lo Yardu, it doesn't go down for the Mizbeach. Even though we're talking about a Dvar Posel, a Dvar Posel. However, this entire principle of Kevin Sha'olu Shuv Lo Yardu does not apply in the case, or shall we say, it only applies in the case of something that was bitchiloso. It was from the get-go royal mizbeach. And this chapter, which is the eighth chapter of Zvachim, is going to clarify who's royal mizbeach, and therefore olu lo yeredu, and what's considered not royal mizbeach, and therefore olu yeredu, because there's certain things that the mizbeach can't tolerate. And if we're talking about Ola Lo Yered, which means HaMizbeach Kodesh Kadosh Kol Enogev HaMizbeach Yikdosh, and you have a psul that was placed on the Mizbeach, something that was posel, and it's in this Kaddish Lakrova, then we were actually makriv it on the Mizbeach. But again, only in something that was Tchilos HaRoyal HaMizbeach. And that's what our perek is going to clarify. Now, the first mission of the Perek is going to bring three shitos amongst the Tanoim to answer the question, what is a Dover Royal Mizbeach that is subject to the law, the principle of Him Olu Lo Yerd? Says the Mishnah, HaMizbeach Mekadesh Es HaRoylo, something which was Olal Gabi Mizbeach, and it's a Dover Posul. Again, we're going to have to define to which psul that applies. So it was royal mizbech, became posul, then kitcha mizbech. The mizbech was mekadesh it like Torah, and ein moridin osamiola. So again, the dover royal mizbech, that we clarified already that it's going to go on to the mizbech, there'll be a chelik avon the mizbech. That's called royal mizbech. If it went up because it became posel, again, originally it was kosher, then we say that the Mizbeach itself is Mekadeshit. Now, what exactly is the gether? How do you define royalo such that the Mizbeach could be Mekadeshit and will apply the principle of Yardu lo, im olu lo yeredu? Rabbi Yeshua Omer, kol royal ishim. Anything that could be suitable for burning faktor agabi mizbeach on the eish of the mizbeach, ola lo yerid, shenemar hi ha'ola al mokda, The word Mokdah is a reference to the Eish that's on top of the Mizbeah. And now we're going to learn it like this. Ma Ola Shehi Re'uya Le'ishim Im Olsa Lo Terev. L'chor, we have a valid Kal V'chomer. In the case of an Ola, which is Roy L'Haktar Roy Le'ishim Agabi Mizbeah, if it became, this Ola became Psula, and it was brought on the Mizbech, and also lo tere, it is af kol dover, shu roi li ishim, im ola lo yered. So there's a general universal rule that's derived from this specific case. So Rashi explains here, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, that the machlokas here that we're about to learn about, between Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Gamliel, revolves around the opening phrase of the Mishnah, HaMekadesh HaMizbeach Mekadesh Es HaRoylo. What's mean Roylo? In other words, we have to have something that's Roylo Mizbeach. It's fit for the Mizbeach. In other words, we're going to limit here the power of the Mizbeach to be Mekadesh something, which is possible, unless that something that's being put on a Mizbeach has a certain superior level. And Rashi points out that Tanoi, Hani Tanoi, Pligi Bepirusha Di Es HaRoylo, and one interpretation of HaRoylo means Royally Ishim. Royally Ishim refers to the Emurim that are burnt on the Mizbeach. But if you talk about Dam that became possible, or Nesachim that became possible, those aren't burnt on the Mizbeach. That's not royally Ishim. There you have either a Nisuch, or you have a Hazah, sprinkling or pouring. So these things, which are not burnt on the Mizbeach, have to be removed from the Mizbeach. You know, Zim Olu, if they became possible, is Yardu. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yoshua. And he derives it from the following Yalfusa. Shenemar hu ha'ola al mokta. This is the ola on the Mizbech. It's a pasuk in Vayikra Vav. Zos Torah sa'ola hi ha'ola al mokta. Mokta is the marechet, the eish on the Mizbech. Al Mizbech kol laila boker. So the pasuk speaks about ha'ola. And ola al mokta, meaning it's referring to a carbon ola al mokda. The Torah is teaching us that in general the avodas hakarbonis is done by day, and that's what it says in the pasuk, that it's al mokda al mizbeach. The emurim, however, are placed on the mizbeach before shkia sacham, but there'll be haktara through the night. That's what the Torah say, Al Mokda, referring to the Emurim, Kol Alayla, Al Mizbeach Kol Alayla. So any carbon which fits into this description, meaning that the Dam is used for an Avodah during the daytime, but the Emurim are burnt through the night, those are the ones that we apply the principle of Im Olsa Lo Tered. And why is that? Because Ma Ola Shira Uyuli Ishim Im Olsa Lo Tered is Af Kol Shu Royuli Ishim Im Olu Lo Yered. In other words, the word Ola here in this pasuk is referring to a Karan Ola, and therefore we have every right to assume that the word Ola, when it means one that goes up, meaning it was Ola on the Mizbeach, is Lo Yered, that's a secondary meaning of Ola. And in both cases it says Al Mokda. So Hi Ola Al Mokda, meaning that this carbon Ola, which is Ola on the Mizbeach Al Mokda, which means for burning purposes, and that's a reference to the Emurim. So again, we have what you'd call the primary meaning of the word Ola in the pasuk of Zos Torah Ola, Hi Ha Ola, and we have the secondary meaning. And when we look at the pasuk and we see it says, Zos Torah Ha'ola Hi Ha'ola, this phrase Hi Ha'ola could have been omitted at no loss to the meaning of the pasuk. It's superfluous, and therefore we have to introduce another meaning to the word Ha'ola. And literally it means that one that goes up. And then we're reading it, it is the one that goes up Al Mokda onto the Eish. And when it says in the pasuk Zos Ha'ola, meaning this is the Ola, what we're talking about is something that is designated for the Eish, and it should be left on the Mizbeach Al Mokda, which means that even if it became pasul, we're going to leave it on the Mizbeach for purposes of burning. But in any event, the bottom line is that according to Rabbi Yoshua, the principle of Im Ola Lo Yerid, which means HaMizbeach Makadish Saroy Lo, only applies to the Emurim. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, according to his opinion, Kol HaRoy Lo Mizbeach, when the Mishnah says HaMizbeach Makadish Saroy Lo, it means Roy Lo Mizbeach Im Ola Lo Yerid. Once it's on top, it's Lo Yerid. So in other words, the Mizbeach is Makadish, that which is Roy Lo, means anything that could be brought as any part of any carbon on the Mizbeach. And it shouldn't be removed, it should stay on the Mizbeach, which would include even the Dam and the Nesachim. Shenemar Hi Ha'ola Al Mokda Al Mizbeach Ma Ola Shehi Ru'il Mizbeach I've called over Shehi Ru'il Mizbeach Also, Im Also Lo Also lo teret. So in other words, just like in the case of Ola, which is Roy L'Mizbeach, the din is of also lo teret, and that's Al Mokda. Once it's gone up to Mizbeach, we don't take it down. So too, Kol Davashu Roy L'Mizbeach. The law is of also lo teret. And that means we're going to apply this also to the Dam and the Nesachim. That's the Shita Ram Gamliel. In other words, he's focused on the words Al HaMizbeach. It says Hi Ola Al Mokda Al HaMizbeach, and that's going to teach us that anything that shares the same characteristic of the Ola means it's fit for Haktarah the Mizbeach, and that means in any capacity whatsoever is not taken down from the Mizbeach if by mistake you brought it up to the Mizbeach. So again, whereas Rabbi Yeshua says that when it says Ola, it means really Ishim, and Ishim is the exclusion of Nisuch or Zrika or Hazaya, which refer to the Nesachim and to the Dam. And if they became possible, then Allah is Im Ol Yered. Comes along Rav Gamliel and he says, no, anything that's Roy L'Mizbeach. And Mizbeach includes not just the Emurim, but also the Dam and the Yayin, the Nesachim. And the Gemara now, the Mishnah now summarizes the machlokas between the two Tanoim. Ein bein divri Rav Gamliel, divri Rav Yeshuel, Adam, Adam v'hanesochim, that Rav Gamliel Omer lo yerdu, that if they became posel and they were brought up on the Mizbeach, is they don't come down from the Mizbeach. Rav Yeshua Omer yerdu, they should come down from the Mizbeach. So the machlokas really revolves around Dam and Nesachim that became posel, and they were placed on the Mizbeach, let's say in a klisharis. Now, according to Rabbi Gamliel, the Mizbeach is Makadish the Dam, and then we could take the Dam and we could simply apply it to the various chronos of the Mizbeach. And we don't have to take it off the Mizbeach. In the case of Nesachim, we can pour them the same way we usually pour Nesachim. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, in the case of Dam and Nesachim, there's no Kiddush through the Mizbeach, therefore they have to be brought down from the Mizbeach. However, even Rabbi Yeshua agrees that if Dam Posel was placed on the Mizbeach, or Yayin Linitzachim that was possible was placed on the Mizbeach, then they don't have to be taken off the Mizbeach. Again, that's going to be a chiddush of some of the Achronim that Emir Tzashem will see as we go along. Now, when we talk about Nesachim, there's Niske Chova, and they have to be brought with every Ola and Shlomim as an accompaniment. And then there's a Niske Nidava, voluntary libation, which a person could offer to bring if he donates, and he doesn't even bring any sort of Zevach, he just donates simply the Yayin Linesachim. And there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yeshua and Gamliel with regard to both categories of nesachim, whether it be the nesachim that accompany the ola and the shlom, which are called chovo, or whether the nesachim and the dava. So let's just review that last point, which is based on a Tosfos later on at Daf Pei Zayin. The machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua revolves around the case of dam posel, that if it was ola al mizbeach, yered or lo yered. In other words, he was mala on the mizbeach, a kli sharis that has dam posel inside the kli sharis. According to Rabbi Gamliel, he's allowed to be zorek this dam on the mizbeach. According to Rabbi Yeshua, he has to be morid the kli sharis with the dam posel and not be zorek it. However, says Tosfos that if he was already zorek the dam on the mizbeach, even Rabbi Yeshua would agree that he doesn't have to take it down, wipe it off the mizbeach. Now, again, just to reiterate in a very short synopsis, the machlokas here between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua puts the emphasis on the pasuk he ha'ola al mizbeach, and the word he is always interpreted as behavayasa. And what it means is that if you have a dover that was roy to the moked, al mokta, and it was all on the mizbeach, then bavayaso yeah, you leave it as is velo yerit. That's called he bavayaso tia. Now, even though it's clear from the Mishnah that we're going to darshan the word ola kipshuta, which means it's referring to a carbon ola, but nevertheless, we're going to compare other karbanos to a karban ola, and the word ola is going to be darshaned not only as a karban ola, but also ole, which means it went up on the mizbeach. So the Torah writes zos Torah saola, and we're going to derive two things from the lashon ola. We're going to derive that we have a comparison between carbonol and all other carbonos. And number two, we're going to say ola al mizbeach means that since it was royal mokta, it was royal ishim, that's the shita of Rabbi Yeshua, then it's like an ola, which is also leishim. And here we're going to say ola lo yered. That's not going to apply in the case of Nisachim or Dam, because Dam is not Mokta, it's not Nisraf, it's Nizrak. And Nisachim, as we said before, is also not Nisraf al Gabi Mizbeach, but rather it's Yored L'shitim. And that's what we have. So Rabbi Yeshua is interpreting the opening phrase of the Mishnah, HaMizbeach Makadosh Saroylo, that's coming to exclude Dam and Nesachim, that's not royally Ishim. According to Rabbi Gamliel, the Mishnah is coming to be Mamayit something, but it's only to be Mamayit something that's not Roy from the beginning, from its get-go, to be Ola on the Mizbeach. For example, let's say you have a case of a Kometz of Mincha before Kiddush Kli, then you can't say that there's a part of the Kometz that goes to the Gavah, to the Mizbeach, because Lo Huvrar, you haven't yet separated one section for the Mizbeach and one section for Achilas Adam. And now we're ready for Rav Shimon, which is a third sheet in our Mishnah. Rav Shimon Omer Im HaZevach
kosher unesachim psulim. In other words, whether or not it's a case where the zevach itself is kosher, the nesachim which are accompanying the zevach apostle. For example, let's say the nesachim were taken chutzlim koman or nitmu, or alternatively, nesachim ksherim. Let's say on the flip side, where the nesachim are kosher, but the hazevach apostle, the zevach that's being brought became apostle, it became tameh. Afilu zeva zen, even if both the nesachim and the zevach became posel psulim, nevertheless hazevach lo yered. That if this was brought on the mizbeach, then as far as the carbon itself is concerned, the mizbeach is mekadesh the carbon, but the nesachim yeredu. Now, what does it mean? Afilu zeva zep psulim. I mean, now we're saying that, according to Reb Shimon, with regard to Nesachim, if they are apostle, then Yeredu, meaning that according to Reb Shimon, the Mizbech is not Mekadesh Psulim, unless it's Boyim Machmas Atzman, but not in the case of Boyim Machmas Acher. So there are things that accompany the Zevach, and then there's the Zevach itself. So when do we say Mizbech is Mekadesh Psulim? That's only for things that are brought machmas atzman, which is the zevach itself, but not the nesachim, which is boim machmas hazevach. In that case, we're going to say olu lo yeredu. But the language of afilu zevezep sulim is a little bit strange. Lechora, a bigger chiddush would have been in the case where the zevach is posel and the nesachim is ksherim. And nevertheless, we're going to apply the principle of him olu lo yeredu. And then for sure we could derive the opposite conclusion where the zevach is kosher and the nesachim are psulim. Now, if the nesachim came b'fnei atzman, would we then apply the principle of him olu lo yeredu according to Reb Shimon? It seems that Reb Shimon was unwilling to apply the principle of him olu lo yeredu to the nesachim because it's eino ba machmas atzmo. But let's say you have the case of nesachim b'fnei atzman, then you would say him olu lo yeredu. So it would come out like this: in the case of nesachim abar machmas hazevach, Reb Shimon really agrees with Rabbi Yeshua that there's no din of him olu lo yeredu with regard to nesachim, because again, each one l'tameh, according to Rabbi Yeshua, we wouldn't say him olu lo yeredu because it is not roy l'mokta, you know, for eish. It's only roy for, you know, yordin l'shitin, as we said before. According to Rabbi Shimon, the reason why this din applies is because it's einu ba b'fnei atzma. In other words, Rav Shimon doesn't have the drasha of Mokda and Al Mizbeach. He really has a different interpretation of Mokda and Al Mizbeach. It's not exactly Rav Gamliel, it's not exactly Rav Yeshua. It has to do with Bo Machmas Atzmo or Bo Machmas Dover Acher. So again, fundamentally, we could say that both Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Gamliel agree that if it's a davar roil mizbeach, we're going to apply the principle of olu lo yeredu. Whereas, according to Rabbi Shimon, the third tana here, he's learning from the pasuk that we're excluding a case of a davar machmas davar acher, and there im olu Yered. So therefore Nesachim, which insofar as the Kavi Machmas HaZevach, he confers Rav Shimon with the opinion of Rav Yeshua, but not for the same reason. Now at this point we turn to Daf Pei Gimel Amid Beis, and we'll start the Sugyas HaGemara. The Gemara tries to clarify the meaning of the Mishnah HaMizbeach Mekadesh HaRoylo. Says the Gemara, Roylo in Ein roi lo lo. Lemute mai, what is this coming to exclude? What's eino roi lo? And the din of olu lo yeredu doesn't apply. Rav Papa,
This is the first opinion. He says, Lema'ute k'motzim. K'motzim, which are brought from the Korban Mincha, shalo kidju osam b'kli shares. In other words, they brought out the flour, but it hasn't yet been placed into a kli shares. And here, we don't have a birur chelek avoah. You remember that we discussed this, that the only time we say im ol lo yeredu is when we can point to part, you know, part of this olu that went on to Mizbeach that belongs to Mizbeach. But now, in the case of the k'motzim before it was placed into a kli shares, we cannot say it's royal Mizbeach. So it never reached the stage of royal Mizbeach, and therefore if it becomes possible, then even if it goes on to the Mizbeach, we're going to apply the principle of Yeredu. Now this shita of Rav Papa reflects the words of Rav Shimon in Masechta Menachos on Daf Chavav, who holds that even if there was no Kiddush HaKometz B'Kli Shares, the Mincha is Kshera. I'm sorry, what I meant to say is that Rav Papa reflects the Shita Chachomim of Rav Shimon, because Rav Shimon holds that you could have a Mincha Kshera even if there was no Kiddush B'Kli Shares in the Kometz. But rather, Rav Papa reflects the Shita of Chachomim that you must have Kiddush Kometz B'Kli Shares. If we go with Rav Shimon, then it's Poshut that if he was Male on the Mizbeach K'motzim Psulim, even though there was never a Kiddush B'Kli Shores, then the Mizbeach would be Mekadosh them because they're Roy to the Mizbeach. So according to Rav Shimon, we're going to have to say that when the Mishnah says HaMizbeach Mekadosh Saroylo, it's coming to exclude Lavona, because the Lavona, if it goes on the Mizbeach before K'mitzas HaSoles, is im olu tered, because it's not royal mizbeach, because the matir of the lavona is the kmitza, and as long as there was no kmitza on the mincha, the lavona is not considered royal mizbeach, royal haketorah gav mizbeach. But on the other hand, if you have the kometz itself, forget about the lavona, then we're going to say according to Rav Shimon im olu lo yered, because he doesn't require kiddush kli, and therefore it's roy laktar al gabi mizbeach. Rav Papa here, as we said earlier, is reflecting the shita of the chachamim of Rav Shimon in Masechta Menachos, and therefore k'motzim, if they were not subject to kiddush kli shares, and there's no huvara chelik hagavah, therefore it was never roy la mizbeach. And if it was possible, then im olu yeredu. Maskif lo Ravina. Ravina now asks the kashan Rav Papa, Maishna mida ula, why should kometz that wasn't sanctified in a kli shores be any different than the case of ula? The Omar ula emure emarim, emurim of a behema, which is kachim kalim, shehelon lifnei zrikas domam, you brought them on the mizbeach before the zrika. So the dam of the behema was not yet sprinkled on the mizbeach, and he shouldn't have done such a thing, because it's only after the zrika that we put the kachim kalim on the mizbeach. The zrika is matir haktoras emurim on the mizbeach, but nevertheless lo yeredu. Why? Shenasu lachmo shel mizbeach. In other words, there was a kiddush of the mizbeach to be makter olav. So we see from Ula that even something that's not royal mizbeach, the mizbeach is mekadosh, because these emurim is lonis baru legavah. They were not yet designated for the gavah before, because they were put on the mizbeach before the zrikas hadam. And we could quote another halacha. Before zrikas hadam, then there's no me'ilah in the emurim. Me'ilah applies when it's roy, it's kodesh Hashem, it's designated for Hashem. And that applies if there was zrika, then the kachim kalim are roy le mizbeach. because again, the zrika has to take place before yamater halosi murim al gabi mizbeach. And if there's no zrika to be matir, and the imurim are not royal of mizbeach, then there's no din of me'ila. That's halach of kochim kal, that before zrika sadam, there's no me'ila in the imurim. That's based on the Torah's Kohen, derived from the pasuk nefesh ki simol ma'al v'chata b'shkog mikodshi Hashem. You know, in the case of kochi kochim, which are miyuchadim, it's designated exclusively with Hashem, there is me'ila, but not in kochim kal. But after zrika, there's me'ila in the emurim of kochim kalim, and that's a mishnah mesechta me'ila daf tesvav, that's derived from the pasuk called chelav l'ashem, as a ribuy of emurim of kochim kalim after zrika sadam, that yesh be me'ila. Now we're talking about kochim kalim, but before zrika sadam, and therefore there is no me'ila. So the pella of the chiddush of Ula is that nevertheless the principle of imolu alam izbech lo yeredu applies even to the emurim before zrika sadam. Again, there's no me'ila at this point, and it's not really roy l'mizbeach. It's the matir of the aktar simurim is going to be the zrika sadam. And again, Ula still insists that imolu alam izbeach lo yardu. So now let's go back to the case of Rav Papa of kmatzim shlo kitshu b'kli. We should say the same thing, that even though there's no birur as to which part of the komitz is going to go l'gavah, nevertheless imolam izbeach lo yere. That should be similar to the case of a murim before zrika. And the Gemara now answers that we're making a mistake. There's no comparison here between kmatzim shlo kitshu b'kli and a murim of kochim kalim that he brought on the mizbeach before zrika sadam hanach. In the case of the murim of kochim kalim before zrika lo machasra ma'isim b'gufayim, they're not missing any action in the emurim themselves to make the emurim into royal mizbeach. There's an external matir that's necessary, and that's called zrika sadam. That's going to be mavar the chelik avoa. But even before zrika, the mizbeach could be makadish the emurim as far as the din of him olu lo yeredu. And that's because lo machasri ma'isu b'guvayim. But hani, in the case of kmatzim that didn't have kiddush b'kli, machasri ma'isu b'guvayim, they're missing some sort of ma'isa b'gufam that would make them into royal mizbeach, which is called kiddush b'kli sharis. And therefore, before that ma'isa was done, they're not royal mizbeach, and therefore im olu lo yeredu. And that all comes back to the principle formulated by our mishnah of royalo, that when the Mishnah says "Am Mizbeach Makadish Es HaRoylo," it's got to be Roylo Reuyim L'Mizbeach. And if you need a Ma'isa B'Gufo in order to make it Roylo L'Mizbeach, a Kiddush, and in this case of Kmatzim, we're talking about a Kiddush B'Kli Shores, then in the absence of that, it's not Roylo L'Mizbeach, and therefore the Mizbeach can't, so to speak, claim it as Lachmo Shel Mizbeach in order to effectuate the principle of Im Olu. Now the Mishnah says that according to Rabbi Yeshua, kol haroy le'ishim, if it's roy for the sreifa, it means we're talking about the emurim, is im olu lo yered, and he derives it from the pasuk Vayikra Vav, hi ha'ola mokda, that ola is roy le'ishim, and yet im also lo yered, so too anything that's roy le'ishim, im olu lo yered. And the Gemara now clarifies why Rabbi Gamliel rejects Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua Nami, why can't Rabbi Gamliel admit that Rabbi Yeshua is right in the way he's darshing the pasuk that call a royal ishim im ola lo yered? Paksiv, the Torah says ola al mokta, and we should derive from that the conclusion that only something that's royal ishim, like an ola, is then the mizbeach as makadishit. And the Gemara answers to defend Rabbi Gamliel, ha-hu, that pasuk of Ola al-Mokta, it's not coming to teach me about psulim that were Ola and Mizbeach, and that if they were royally Ishim l'mokta, then lo yeredu, but rather la-dure pokim hudi asa. This pasuk is coming to teach us about ksherim,
that were on the Mizbeach, upaku mimenu, and in such a case, we bring them back onto the Mizbeach. Pokim, the word pokim means koftim. So they jumped out of the or, and they fell, something that jumped out of the fire. And the mashmos and kosval mokta means that we have to put them back, replace them on the moked where they were originally. We're talking about a case of parts of a carbon, which were of a carbon kosher, and they somehow burst off the mizbeach. They fall onto the floor. So they were partially consumed on the esh, and then they burst, let's say because there was moisture that comes out, you know, out of the basar once you put it on the esh, and that moisture somehow propelled them off the mizbeach. And the Mishnah later on is going to teach us that sometimes we have to return them back to the mizbeach. And Rabbi Gamliel derives this chiv to return them out of the mizbeach from the word al mokta. And al mokta means mokda with a mapik hay, a dot in the hay. It means upon its moked. In other words, we're talking about a part of the karbon which is already on mokta, was already on the fire. It was propelled off the fire and has to be returned to its original state. And now the Gemara is going to ask V'idach, what is Rabbi Yoshua going to say? In other words, how does he derive La Dure Poktuminola, the principle that we're obligated to return back to the Eish on the Mizbeach, those substances that burst off the Mizbeach? Nafkale, he derives from the Pasuk, Asher Tochal Ha'esh. So let's read the whole Pasuk. The Pasuk says in Vayikra Vav, Vehirimes Hadeshen Asher Tochal Ha'esh. So we're going to derive from this pasuk that achloso eish asher tochal eish, and then it says es ha'ola al mizbeach, meaning to put it back into the mizbeach. So it was paka from the mizbeach; it burst off the mizbeach, and yesh lashivu, we have to put it back on ulalosa al gabi mizbeach. Now there's a long discussion here about how Rabbi Yeshua derives this. Let's just see if we can just give it very quickly in a summarized form. Rabbi Yeshua understood that the words Asher Tochal Ha'esh could be omitted without any loss to the pshat. It's superfluous and unnecessary. It's obvious that we're talking about the Eish on the Mizbeach. Opening part of the pasuk speaks about the deshen, which is what's left over after fire burns it. So there was no need for the Torah to repeat Asher Tochal Eish. We understand it. So we have to darshan it for what we call Hashavas Pokim, that if something jumps off the Eish, then we put it back on to the Eish. And that's called Asher Tochal Eish, meaning that if it was on the Eish, but it burst off the Eish, Es Olah Ha'olah LaMizbeach means return it onto the Mizbeach. The Idach, the Gemara wants to know now, Rabbi Gamliel, he derives the din of Hashavas HaPokim from the Pasuk Olah Mabdah. What's he going to do with the Pasuk Hashem Tochal Eish, which is superfluous? The Gemara answers, Ahu, he needs that Pasuk Hashem Tochal Eish Niboyle for another din, and that is Le'ikule Ola Atamachzir V'Atamachzir Ikule Ktoris. That if you talk about the Avarim, the limbs of an Ola, which already began to be burnt on the Mizbeach, and now it burst off the Mizbeach, you have to put it back on. However, I'Atamachzir Ikule Ktoris, you don't put back Ktoris if it was Nis'akla. And we're talking about the Mizbeach HaPnimi in this case. Again, there's a whole long discussion here in Tosfos about Ikule Lavona. But let's just talk about I'Atamachzir Ikule Ktoris.
you have incense on the Mizbeach HaPnimi that's partially consumed, and now somehow it got propelled off the Mizbeach. So here the din is that you don't return it onto the Mizbeach. And we have to assume that the pasuk from which we derive the principle of returning to the Mizbeach, that which jumped off the Eish, it's a pasuk that deals with Ola, which is offered on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and that Chiyuv only is chal regard to that which is offered on the outer Mizbeach, the Mizbeach HaChitzon, but not to the Ktoris, which was offered on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And that's going to be this miut, which Rabbi Gamaliel derives from the pasuk Asher Tochal Eish Esa Ola, which is referring to the Eish on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. But Iatomachseri Kulei Ktores, because that's already being burnt and consumed on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. The Idach, what is Rabbi Yeshua going to argue now against this drasha? And the answer is, although it's true that the pasuk is coming to teach us that you don't return the ktores back onto the eish of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, lav memra shoma minei diakule ola madrinon. In other words, we don't need a pasuk for this. We can derive it just logically. Let's see what he says over here. He says that, sorry, I skipped a few lines. The Tani we learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Hanina bar Maniomi bar Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Asher tochal eish es ola al mokdo, ikule ola atomach sevi atomach sevi kule ktores. And what about Rabbi Yeshua v'idoch? And he says, lav memela shamamina, which means he's asking like a rhetorical question. You certainly hear the din memela that you should be meshiv onto the eish evreol, or the limbs of the ol that would park up from the Mizbeach, which means we're going to learn two dinim. Number one, that you have to be meshiv onto his vechi kule ola shapaku, and number two, that ein lahashav ikule ktores. Since he doesn't need the pasuk of hi ha'ola al mokta to exclude the case of ktores, therefore it's available, it's free to derive the conclusion that if there are parts of the Mizbeach, that parts of the carbon that were invalid and brought up onto the Mizbeach, then they could remain on the Mizbeach if they were initially, as we said before, royal Mizbeach, they were fit for the Eish. But if they weren't destined for the Eish, then, like for example, the Nesachim for the Shittim, or the Dam for the Kiras HaKira Mizbeach, or the Kronos Mizbeach, then there's no din of Ola Lo Yerev. Rav Gamliel, on the other hand, he doesn't recognize the possibility of this svara, as we said, memela. Therefore, he needs the pasuk hi ha'olah al-mokta to teach us that those parts of the carbon that fell out from the eish should be returned in the Mizbeach. We don't have, therefore, this pasuk as available to be mamayit and say that the din of him olo yeredu only applies to that which is roi lamokta to be burnt on the Mizbeach. The Gemara now asks the following question: Gamliel omer kolo roi lo, Rabbi Yeshua nami. Why does Rabbi Yeshua reject the drasha of Gamliel? Gamliel says that the principle of him olo lo yered applies to anything similar to the Ola, hi ha'ola al-mokdah mizbeach, just like Ola is ruyel mizbeach, we apply the principle of also lo tered, so anything that's ruyel mizbeach is im also lo tered. So the Gemara says, the reason why Rabbi Yeshua is not moded to Rabbi Gamliel, that kol ruyel mizbeach mol lo yered, is because ksiv, because it says, ala mizbeach, is ahu mi boile. Rabbi Yeshua is not going to derive from Alan Mizbeach because he needs that pasuk Maika Amar Achmona, what does the Torah mean? Al Mokta Ala Mizbeach. Kol Aroi Le Mokta Mekadish Mizbeach. In other words, he's learning that Ala Mizbeach doesn't mean anything that's on the Mizbeach, but rather it goes back to the beginning of the Pasuk, which says Al Mokta. He Hola Al Mokta Ala Mizbeach. And Mokta indicates that we're talking about Roi Le'ishim, the Idach. The Gemara asks now, what about Rabbi Gamliel? He holds that anything that's Roi Le'Mizbeach is in Olo Yered. Why doesn't he interpret it the way Rabbi Yeshua says, that when it says in the Pasuk, Ala Mizbeach, that refers to Al Mokda Ala Mizbeach, that's Roi Le'ishim. And the Gemara answers, you know what? Rabbi Gamliel is Moda, that I have no proof from this pasuk itself. In other words, I can't tell you based on this pasuk that kol aroi lemizbeach miskadesh, because you could interpret it admittedly like Rabbi Yeshua, it's only roi leishim miskadesh. But mizbeach achrinik, if there's another pasuk that mentions mizbeach and the concept of mizbeach is mekadesh, and that pasuk is at the end of Sefer Shmos, it says, Kol anogeh b'mizbeach yikdash. And here there's no mention of Al Mokda, there's no mention of Ishim, and therefore we're going to derive from this pasuk that Kol aroi l'mizbeach, even if it's not royally Ishim, im ola lo yered. So Gemara asks the Idach, what is Rabbi Yeshua, who limits and restricts the din of im ola lo yered to Ishim? Why not learn from this other pasuk on Ogeba Mig Bamizbeach Yigdash that anything that's royal Mizbeach, even if it's not royal Ishim, is in Ola Lo Yerid? So the Gemara answers that Rabbi Yeshua holds that we need both psukim to teach us that which is royal Ishim is in Ola Lo Yerid. Chad, one pasuk we need Lehecha the Hoysol Hashasa Kosher. We're talking about a carbon that originally was kosher, lak Torah, and then later on it became posel. Let's say, for example, the shechita was kehilchas kedina, and then subsequently it became tame, or it was brought outside the azara. And then we're going to say im ol lo yered v'chad, another pasuk lehechad lohoysel l'shasa kosher. It means even in a case where the carbon was never muchshal l'kapara, it was nifsal already at the time of the shechita. For example, let's say the Kohen at the time of Shechita had a machshavas chutzus mano chutzum komo, then even in this case the din is that the Mizbeach is Makadish Royalo, that if it went on to the Mizbeach is Lo Yered. The Idach Gemara asks, what about Rabbi Gamliel? Why doesn't he agree with Rabbi Yeshua that we need both mikros? And the Gemara answers, Keva de psulim ninu v'rabinu rachmana lo shna hoysel lo shasakosh lo shna lo hoysel lo kashach. In other words, since the Karbonis became posel, and nevertheless the Torah tells us that im ol lo yeredu, what's the difference? Why set up this arbitrary distinction between hoysel lo shasakosh and lo hoysel lo kashach? In either event, it was a case of huksha mitchila krova. It doesn't matter whether it was posel b'shas shchit or not. Originally, after the Akadosha, it was royal mizbeach. It wasn't a case where it was magdish abal mum. So there was a shas hakosher. And either way, whether it was nifsal b'shas shchita, or it was nifsal later on, subsequent to the shchita, in the case where it became Tomei or it was Yotzei after the Shechita, in all these cases, it had a Shas HaKosher after the Akadosha, and then it became Posel. Whether it became Posel at the time of Shechita, through the Shechita, or after the Shechita, through Yotzei, or through Tomei. Now the Mishnah says, Reb Shimon Omer Zevach Kosher, he accepts the principle of Zevach Kosher, but Nesachim Psulim. In other words, if the Nesachim Aksherim and the Zevach is Pasul, or Afilu Zevach Epsulim, Zevach Lo Yerid, Nesachim Yerdu. So the principle of Im Ola Lo Yerid applies to the Zevach itself, but not to the Nesachim. So the Gemara tries to clarify, elucidate the reasoning of Rav Shimon based on a Braisa. Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Rav Shimon Omer, the Pasuk says, Ola. And this teaches us that if the Ola became Pasul, and afterwards it was Olsal, Gav Mizbeach, the Mizbeach is Mekadesh,
and lo yered. And now we should learn the din of all olam on the mizbeach from the din of carbon olam. Ma ola haba b'glal atzma. What's unique about olam, which becomes the paradigm for this din of mizbeach b'kaddish? It is b'machmas atzma. And then we say ma ola lo yered. But kol haboim b'glal and anything similar to olam, which is ba b'glal atzma, zomaliyat yotzim esachim haboim b'glal zevach, and therefore afilum olu yeredu. The Gemara now quotes Machlokas Tanon with regard to the din psulim sha'olu al gabe mizbeach. Tanya, we have a brayser of Yosi Aglil Yomer mitoch she'nemar kolenu gabe mizbeach yikdash. That was a pasuk that we mentioned earlier at the end of Shmos. Shomeani, I would derive that bein roy bein eino roy. We're going to apply the principle of olu lo yered, whether or not it's royal mizbeach or eino royal mizbeach. For example, a dover that's possible, like for example, Rovan, Nirva, Mukta, Neva, Trefa, and all the others, is then we're going to say that even so, im olo yeredu, Talmud Loma, the pasuk had to say, in the very next pasuk, it says, Vize asher ta'aseh alam izbech kfasim, b'nei shana, shnayim, layom, tamid. In other words, the Torah says, kfasim, and we're going to have now an equation between all anything that's all gabim mizbeach to kvasim, akvasim, reuim, which are roy to mizbeach. Then we apply the principle of olo yered. Of culture roy to mizbeach lo yered. And therefore, we're going to exclude something that's not roy to mizbeach. That's that whole list of psulim that we mentioned before. Rabbi Kiva Omer, he says no. From the word ola, which is mentioned, we're going to derive all other olim. Ma ola re'uya l'mizbeach, and therefore im ols loterav kol re'uya l'mizbeach loteret. Now it sounds like Rabbi Akiva is more or less repeating, and just in a different nusach, what we saw in Rabbi Yosef Aglis. The Gemara immediately asks, my beinayu, is there any halachic nafgamina between Rabbi Yosef Aglis and Rabbi Akiva? Omer of Adobar Ava Ola Sa'of Psula, and it was Ola al Gabi Mizbech Ikabe Nai. That's going to be the difference between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Akiva. Mar, according to Rabbi Akiva, Maisila, he's going to derive the din that the Mizbech is Mekadish Saroilo from the word Ola, and therefore he's going to hold that even in the case of Ola Sa'of, it's included in this din. If it became possible and it was on the Mizbech Lo Teret Umar, but according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili Maisila, he derives the din of Mizbech Makadish from the word Kvasim, and therefore he holds that this principle of Mizbech Makadish and Ola Yerid only applies to Dumya the Kvasim, which means a Behema, but not in the case of Ola Sa'of. And there we're going to say him ola teret. Now we have to figure out why Rabbi Yossi Aglili is focused on, according to this interpretation of Adi Barava, on ola sa'of. What about the case of chata sa'of? That's also not dumya the kfasim. The Gemara tries to clarify the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. Lamanda maisi le mi kfasim haksiv ola. In other words, the word ola here in the pasuk should be a ribui to include ola sa'of. The Gemara answers iksiv. If it would have just said kfasim and it wouldn't have said ola, ahavamina, I would have thought afilu. Even in the case of olu kfasim bali mumim, ala mizbeach mechayim, while they're alive, is kitcha mizbeach lo yeredu lechva kosvach mona ola. To teach them that only a dover roy lalos al mizbeach is miskadish balioso. In other words, we're not going to assume that this pasuk ola is coming to include even ola sa'ov, because we need the pasuk of ola to exclude this havamina of kvasim balimumin chayim that were brought on the mizbeach to perhaps raise the possibility, again, this is the thought that crosses our mind, that im olu lo yeredu.
And then we have the miyud of ola, which means it's got to be royal al mizbeach. So let's say you have a behemah that's a balas mum. For example, we spoke once about dukim sveim, you know, some sort of a cataract in its eye. And Rabbi Akiva Shita later on in Daf Pei Dalid is im ol sal mizbeach lo yered, because this is a mum that's kosher in ofos, even lechatchila. So that's as far as Rabbi Akiva is concerned. But now we're focused on Rabbi Yossi Aglili. And Rabbi Yossi says that the Pasuk Ola is coming to exclude the case of Kvasim Bali Mumim that went on to the Mizbeach. So the Gemara now turns around and asks, Laman the Maisil, according to Rabbi Akiva, derives from the Ola Haksiv Kvasim. The Pasuk says Kvasim, which would seem to include that only something that's kvasim, like dumya de kola behemus, which is ola mizbeach, then it's miskash, but not ola sa'ov. So my answer is, ik siv ola, if it would have said just ola, velok siv kvasim, is then, havamina, I would have thought that anything that's ola on the mizbeach is mekadesh afilu mincha, even a mincha psula, sha'ol sal al mizbeach, is niskatcha velo teret. And we don't know that the principle of im olulo lo yeredu applies to a mincha, and therefore Kosev Rachmana Kvasim to teach us that only bali chayim, that means a zevach of animals, is the mizbeach is mekadesh, but not mincha. So the pasuk is not coming to exclude ofos, because ofos belongs to the classical case of ola, but the word kvasim was added here, not to limit ola to things that are dumya to kvasim, because ola includes even an oaf, but nevertheless, we want to exclude a mincha, because kvasim is your classical case of an animal, as opposed to a mincha, which comes from produce. Now, at this point, the Gemara is going to take a different approach to clarify the difference between the various tanoim in our Mishnah. And that begins with the words my ika. So we're going to stop here. And it's four lines before the end of Daf Pei Gimel Amid Beis with the words my ika.